So here we are in Venice Biennale with a very distinguished curator, Gary Garels, who is a curator of painting and sculpture at San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. And Gary has been in the art world for many, many years and is very knowledgeable about many artists. And it would be great if you would share with us your first impressions of the Biennale. We are here in the Giardini. So let's concentrate on the Giardini and particularly on the International Pavilion. And the curator.
Right.
Tell us your impressions and your feelings. And
okay, well, I've known the curator, Biche Kuriger, for many years. I have enormous respect for her work. And I think it's a very, very beautifully considered presentation. The idea of illumination, you know, is a kind of I have to say I haven't spoken to her directly, but she is a curator who was very, very, very close to Zygmunt Polka, and Polka, one of the fundamentals of his work was this idea of art or just finding a new perceptions, you know, challenging the ways we see, think, you know. I mean, and I think the idea of illumination in some ways must be indebted to Polka. And then of course coming into it, you're immediately presented with the works of Tintoretto, you know. So the pavilion feels very, I would say almost meditative. It's not great spectacle, and I think one of the things that's characteristic of the Biennale is ideas of spectacle. And we see this in the American pavilion, we see this in the German pavilion, in British, I mean, these enormous productions of incredible theatricality. And so the International Pavilion this year, I think, is something in contrast to that. It's a kind of much more, again, it's a quieter, more contemplative kind of moment. And that, in some ways, is a little bit out of character with, I think, what the Biennale is, what people's expectations are at this point for the Biennale. You know, the rooms are quite focused, very carefully presented. It's all quite balanced. There are few moments of kind of extraordinary aha, you know, just incredible, you know, spectacle. They're not. And there's nothing that's sort of egregious, that's horribly inane or disruptive. And I have to say, it's the whole Biennale is just overwhelming. I mean, I've been here now a few days, and I'm just beginning to settle in and be able to watch some of the films and really begin to focus on, you know, as I said, I've been grazing, and now I'm burrowing in. You know, I'm really looking closely at the things that I think deserve some more attention. So,
what
in fact,
what will you be? Could you name three things that
looking closely at? I'm going to sit down and watch the Omar Fast film. I think it's a very layered work that just builds up slowly, haunting, taunting, and just seeps into one's consciousness in an insidious, disturbing way. So I really want to watch that all the way through. Maybe in contrast to that is the Francis Stark film at the very end of the Arsenale, which is just these little bits, like tidbits, that keep mounting. There's this kind of steady beat of things, and it's humorous and seems offhanded, but kind of very much in contrast to the Fast. And I have to say, I've seen the Christian Marklet clock. It was in New York, so I had the, you know, good fortune to be there, and I've seen it over different times, but I still would like to look at it again. You can't possibly, I mean, maybe someone's watching it for 24 hours, but, you know, every, again, sort of chapter, you know, whether it's a 5-minute or a 10-minute or these different moments, and it definitely has, I think, a kind of an arc of time. You know, so there are those moments in the day that are a little quieter, and then there are moments that are, you know, we tend to think of as more active. So I'd like to see a little more of that, and look a little more closely at some of the paintings, you know, like Polka, like Rebecca Quaitman, things that need a little more stillness, a little more time.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Always. Good to see you.